views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and one of the things that I like to do is help people stand firmly in their power, no matter what they're facing in life. In line with this, back in September, I talked about standing in your power when you receive a diagnosis for either yourself or a loved one. And today, I want to expand on that a bit more by sharing ideas of how you can get into a powerful mindset before agreeing to a plan with your doctor. Now, I'm talking about this from a diagnosis perspective, but understand that these ideas apply anytime you're going into a meeting that requires you to be at the top of your game, especially if you feel like you're in a tough position. So it would apply if you were maybe dealing with the school when your child's being bullied, or maybe you're going into a meeting at the bank to get a mortgage or a loan, or talk about bankruptcy options, if you're meeting with a tax man, a lawyer, even if you're planning your wedding, and maybe you have a very overbearing mother-in-law, or your own mother is very overbearing, and you're having meetings for that, even a meeting planner. It's basically with people who think they know what's best for you, and they want to tell you how you should proceed. That's it in a nutshell. So one of the reasons that I'm highlighting diagnosis here is because most people can easily see that this is a situation where it's simple for us to hand your power over to the person in the room who sounds the most confident and in control. So before I jump into this topic, let me provide you with just a quick summary of the five keys for standing in your power despite a diagnosis that I shared in that previous show, because ultimately all of these points kind of set the foundation for what I'm about to share. So the first one was, you are the expert in your own life. You are and always will be the most qualified person to head the decision-making team about things that apply to you and your child. Number two, connect with your natural guidance system. When you can differentiate between your human guidance and your inner wisdom, you'll feel more resilient and you'll have access to intelligence that goes way beyond your human knowledge base. Number three, use your energy wisely. You need your energy to support you, not drain you. Understanding how to do this makes you stronger. Number four, remove labels and throw them away. Rather than allow a diagnosis to tell you what you or your child can or can't do, tune into your inner wisdom and use it as your guide rather than using the label to guide you. And number five, be your number one fan. Develop a plan for self-care and support that will work for you, and then stand by it faithfully. So that was then. Now I want to talk to you about what you can do to get into a powerful mindset before making important decisions. Now, besides the more obvious things like eating foods that help you think rather than those that might fuzzy your brain, maybe trying to get a good night's sleep and avoiding extra stressors, like perhaps that fourth cup of extra strong coffee right before you go to the meeting, there's other ways that can help you to be in a good space and therefore at your best for a meeting of this magnitude. Now, I've come up with my top 10 tips, and then I made them into an acronym because I love acronyms. And this one spells supervisor. Because in the end, you need to adopt the mindset of the supervisor or the person in charge for this to be most effective. So this acronym alone is meant to help remind you of why these ideas are important. So the S of supervisor stands for state intentions. The most important part of setting yourself up for success is to figure out what success would look like for you ahead of time. This isn't about dictating an outcome, like maybe thinking, okay, the doctor is going to tell me the tests were wrong and I don't have this disease. It's more about realistically deciding what you need to happen. So some examples might be, I intend to find out everything I need to know about the health protocol for this disease. Another one might be, I want to leave there knowing the approximate timeline for the appointments. Or I want to leave there knowing what I should expect regarding working while undergoing this treatment. Another one would be, I will keep an open mind and I will assertively ask questions if I don't understand something. So stating your intentions is about giving some thought to what a successful meeting would look like for you. The U of supervisor is about uncovering your boundaries. Decide what you will and will not tolerate beforehand, and think about how you will enforce those boundaries. You do not need to anticipate every possible scenario, but spend some time on any that you're concerned are going to come up. So for example, if you had a previous appointment with your doctor and found that he or she used a lot of medical jargon and you didn't understand it and you were frustrated and kind of embarrassed, you might give some thought to how you're going to deal with that this time. So you might, to enforce that boundary, say something like, if I feel like my questions are not being answered adequately, I am going to assertively tell the doctor I need him to answer in a way I can understand. If he's not going to, I'm going to stop him and I'm going to tell him that I'm still not following. You have every right to ask questions and insist on understanding it before moving on. How you word it is going to help the doctor understand what you need as well. P of supervisor is for perspective shift. Become curious and refuse to let your limiting beliefs restrict you. Practice shifting your perspective so you can see things from a variety of different angles. Now, I've talked about this in other shows, so let me just give you two of my favorites for situations like these here today. Like, what if questions? I like those ones. And I like, I wonder thoughts. So for example, you might ask, what if this is actually happening for me and not to me? Okay, so it's the kind of what if questions that get you shifting your perspective. What if I'm missing a big piece of this puzzle? Or I wonder what could possibly be the gift of this situation. I wonder how I'm going to handle all the responsibilities that will come with having a child with this diagnosis. Okay, so I wonder and what if questions, great ways to shift your perspective when you're dealing with a difficult situation. The E of supervisor is for emotional control. When your higher self is in charge, you will have better access to your intuition and inner wisdom. You will feel calmer and be able to really hear what is being said. You will also feel less emotional because your feelings are signals that only the ego reacts to. This means if you start to feel strong emotions coming up, like blame, anger, judgment, fear, frustration, and so on, your ego has pushed to the front and is trying to take charge. When this happens, notice it. Thank it and firmly tell it to sit. Ask your higher self to be in charge and then wait for the emotions to release. They often will be gone as quickly as you tell your ego to sit and just take a deep breath. It's okay to tell the doctor, the lawyer, the teacher, whoever you happen to be dealing with, I need a moment to compose myself. Or you might say even something like, you know, I can feel myself getting angry and I realize that's not helping. So could you just give me a moment, please? The R for supervisor is resiliency. Tune into your natural resiliency. This is your ability to deal with whatever life throws your way, and you're born with this ability. Resiliency is the antidote to fear. So if you're feeling afraid, remind yourself that in the moment, you're actually quite safe. Even though things might not be sounding very encouraging and, you know, it might be changing your whole world, you are safe in that moment. That can help you tap back into your resiliency, and that's what you need to be able to figure things out. I know it can be really hard to believe this, but you actually have everything you need to deal with whatever it is you're facing. Believing in this and going at it from that perspective can make a huge difference in how confident you feel. This, in turn, attracts better, higher vibrational things back to you. The V in supervisor is for vulnerability. Now, this idea is going to sound counterintuitive to probably everything you've been taught to be true in life, because the patriarchal model that we've been raised in has really taught us that being vulnerable is kind of showing weakness, and that can be deadly. Now, this might be true. If you're staring down a ferocious animal, you know, showing your vulnerability might not be the best plan, but it's really rarely true in human interactions, especially with professional people. You often will get your best results with other people by being vulnerable. Now, I know that's a tough one to take in because we've been taught something very, very different. Now, this doesn't mean that you should break down into tears and start, you know, listing all the things that have gone wrong in your life and so on. That's victim thinking, and nobody enjoys being around a victim. This is more about allowing your feelings to show and your words to reflect what's going on for you. So, for example, you might say to the doctor, I know you're really busy, and this is probably like the 10th time today you've given this little talk, but it's the first time that I'm hearing it, and I'm struggling to understand. If you could explain it again in the simplest terms you can come up with, I'd really appreciate it. It would make it a lot easier for me. That is a vulnerable statement because you're showing the doctor, I need your help here. I need you to try to help me understand. The I of supervisor is to identify your questions. Now, it's always a good idea to think through your questions ahead of time so that you're finding out what you really need to know rather than just flying by the seat of your pants, okay? If you don't do this, it can be really easy to forget your intentions and then just go in whatever direction the conversation decides to take you in. And you've probably noticed this even with friends where they ask a question and it derails where you were going and you forget to ever go back to that point. And then later you'll say, I never asked you because you sidetracked me. Well, the same thing can happen in these meetings. Sometimes, though, it's really difficult to come up with questions, especially when you're facing a heavy situation such as this. So I'm going to share one way that you can do this. And there's so many different ways. You decide what's best for you. But if you're really stuck, this is a great way to do it. First of all, remind yourself to be as open-minded as possible, even for this question-raising session. And if you've been practicing connecting with your natural guidance, this is a really good time to call in your higher self, take a deep breath, open your heart, that kind of thing. You want to find a quiet space so that you can go inwards, because there's so much going on around us all the time. It can be really difficult to shut out the outside noise, and then it's hard to notice the questions that arise. So find a quiet spot if you can. Even better, leave your phone in a different room or turn it off completely. Even if you put it on mute, if you're sitting in a quiet spot, you're going to feel it vibrate. You're going to hear it vibrate. And then a piece of your brain tunes into that. So if you can, take your phone right out of the room for this. If you have tricks and tools that you already use to help you go inwards, by all means, use them now. So lots of people like to close their eyes. It's always easier to go inwards if your eyes are closed because you can't see the outside world. Some people like to walk, like to pace back and forth. Others will use like a labyrinth and they'll walk around through trails. Some people like to just rock back and forth, kind of swaying their hips, sort of like you're rocking a baby. If these things help you, do them. I mean, others actually will use mundane tasks like doing the dishes or vacuuming. That's what helps them kind of empty their mind. Whatever helps you go inwards, do it. The point is, you want to help your mind shut off and to tune in instead to your inner wisdom. So do whatever it takes. Take some deep breaths, focus on the tension leaving your body, envision a blank screen, think thoughts like relax, I'm calm, I'm open, I'm quiet, whatever it takes to shut down the chatter in your head. You might like to have a paper and pen nearby to jot down ideas, or even just something that you can record into, like a phone. Okay, wait, I just said don't have your phone there? Maybe find something else you can record into or tell your phone you don't want to be disturbed. That could work too. When you feel quiet, ask something like, what questions do I most need answered today? Or what information is most important for me to share with the doctor? Only ask one of them at a time and then just wait and be quiet. Don't shift into your thinking brain and try to answer your own question. Simply wait and see what comes up. And then when something comes up, don't judge it. Don't start thinking, oh, why would I even ask that? That's silly. Or they're going to laugh at me, or I should already know that. Don't judge it at all. Just let it come up. And then if you can, write it down or record it. Some people will feel like they're making it up when it comes up, but I have to tell you, if you're not actively trying to think of things and a thought pops to mind, that's not you. So trust that it's divinely guided and write it down. If you absolutely have to, you can ask questions to clarify. So, you know, something comes up and it says that you need to move, and you might say, so I need to sell my house? You know, questions that will help you clarify, but don't get into judging or, you know, no way, that can't be right. Or what do you mean I have to move? Then you're just switching out of your heart and into your head, and it's not going to help you. So when you feel complete, say thank you. Look at what you've written down. And then if necessary, you can kind of flesh things out a little bit. But I really encourage you to stay in that kind of Zen state while you're doing it, so that things are able to flow. Your ideas can flow through you rather than you controlling them. Okay, the second S in supervisor is for stability. Now, being stable means being able to stand up for yourself and what's important to you without attacking anyone else. Another name for this is being assertive. Now, unfortunately, many of us have not been taught how to be assertive, or even how being assertive differs from being aggressive. So if you find yourself having a lot of heated conflicts, you know, that end up with emotional boiling over kind of thing, or shouting matches, threatening each other, a lot of severed relationships, you likely are on the aggressive side. If, on the other hand, you never seem to get your way, you're often treated like a doormat, you're probably being too passive. Now, in these situations, as well as passive aggressive, where you kind of act friendly while throwing out thinly veiled threats, you know, little jabs, you say them sweetly, but you mean them to hurt, assertiveness is always going to be the best way to go. If you don't know how to be assertive, it really is time to learn. I've done some shows on it already. I talk about it in detail in both of my books, Standing in Your Power, as well as Break Free of Parenting Pressures. And I've done all kinds of easings on it. So there's lots of information out there from me alone, never mind all the other people who talk on it. So what's important you understand is that being assertive is what's going to help you stand strong until you get the answer that you need, or until you're able to understand what the doctor's saying. So it's even what's going to help you say no to a procedure that you don't want to do if that's what you need to do. So if possible, practice assertiveness before going into the appointment. You can do this in the car while you're driving. You can do it with a partner, with a friend, with a colleague. You can even just practice it in a mirror with yourself. What's important is that you take the time to anticipate things that might set you off, come up with the language that you need to stand your ground, notice your posture, notice your eye contact, all of the pieces that are going to help you really be assertive. And it can be very difficult to do this in the heat of the moment. So you really want to take the time to prepare. You also might use previous outbursts, like maybe if you've had a fight before with the teacher about this or with this doctor or whatever, you might use those as the situation to practice for assertiveness. A real situation will help you to see it more easily. One final note before leaving this tip, at the very least, be sure to get grounded. Okay, being grounded means really connecting yourself to all of the resources that are available to you. It increases your confidence. It centers you. It will help you to be at your very best. So being firmly grounded can save you from getting that surreal out-of-body feeling that can happen when you don't like what you're hearing. And this can launch you into fight or flight mode, which actually can cause you to figuratively or literally flee the scene. So it's a good idea to get grounded. And if you listen to my show with Mary Beth Dame quite a bit earlier in 2018, then you might remember her saying that the simplest way to stop being a pushover is to firmly plant your feet in the 11 position and feel your soles fully placed on the ground. So it can be as simple as that. The O of supervisor is to observe. Shift into observer mode so that you can stay open to what is being said. Remind yourself this is your journey and you are fully equipped to handle it. This is often the difference between you actually hearing what was said and shutting down completely. So some quick tips to help you get into observe mode. Pretend you're a fly on the wall and imagine watching the conversation from that spot. Imagine that you're playing a role in a movie, not as a fly, as you. The script says that, you know, you're supposed to refuse to react, even though the doctor is trying everything he possibly can to get you upset. Another one is to put on your detective's hat, or maybe play the devil's advocate, be the lawyer, or channel the person that you need to be to stay calm and get answers. It might sound silly, but becoming the observer in any situation will help you to see everything more clearly. And finally, the R in supervisor stands for rest and digest. This is the term used to describe when you are in the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the counterpart to fight, flight, or freeze. Being able to shift into rest and digest isn't just better for your health, it's also going to help you make better decisions. So there's plenty of tools that you can learn to make this transition, and you will want to be able to do this often. So it's great to have lots of tools, especially when you're dealing with a sensitive topic. But here's just a couple of my favorites, actually probably about three. Number one, breathe. Take deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth, and allow the tension to leave your body on the exhale. It's a wonderful way to shift out of fight, flight, freeze mode. Another one is to try doing the thymus thump, which if you picture Tarzan doing his yell, that's where the thymus is. So you're going to tap gently on your chest right there on the thymus, and that will spread positive energy through your body. So give it a try. If you don't feel the energy, then move your fist a little bit and try again, or stop and try a different tool. And finally, another great way is to use the word yes, the power of the word yes, for a quick and powerful shift. You can sit in a car or wherever and yell the word yes about 3 or 4 times loudly. If yelling isn't an option, you can even just have someone ask you questions that you must answer yes to. Just make sure the questions are positive in nature, and the more specific you can get, the better. So questions like, are you a mom? Do you live in a house? Those are great ones. But also, are you the best pie maker in town? Those can make a big difference as well. So remember, setting yourself up for success with the doctor is not about preparing for battle or putting anyone in their place. This is about opening yourself up to the best possible outcome for you or your loved one while remaining open to the information you're hearing and ensuring that you are heard as well. You don't have to adopt all 10 of these ideas at once. Just choose the one that you think is the most doable for the next appointment and then add in more as you feel it's right to do so. Many of the categories overlap, so don't worry about hitting them all. Above all, remember that while your doctor might have years of training and experience in working with people that have struggled with a similar situation to yours, they have not walked a mile in your shoes. You are unique. Your situation is unique. And those pieces that make you unique deserve to be taken into account. No one else can advocate for you or your child better than you can. Stand in your power and pull this knowledge deep into your core, then speak and act from this place. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant, Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.